Weekly Favour. On 702.
7 minutes to eight. An important story now that we need to talk about. It is World Rhino Day today. And of course, it's all about raising awareness and also the challenges this particular species faces. As we know, they've been under constant threat. Listen to this. In 2019, 594 of these majestic animals were killed in South Africa. Last year, that figure went down somewhat, 451, but already between January and June this year, we're sitting at 259 rhinos poached. For all the attention we have paid to this, are we losing the battle? Nico Jacobs is the founder and director of Rhino 911, somebody we have spent some time with on this show, a friend of the show, and whose cause we support. Nico, always a pleasure to chat to you. I'm afraid you and I always talk, and really we'd rather not talk, but when we do, it's because these animals are still being slaughtered.
A very good morning, Bongani, and yeah, thank you always for having me. Yes, it's still a sad affair.
From what I understand, it seems that the rhinos in private hands, the private game farms, seem to be able to fight a little bit better around this. Their numbers are more sustainable, but the national parks are losing the battle.
Yes, Bongani. So if we look back in the 1950s, we had over 100,000 black rhino. We're sitting at less than 5,000 black rhino. So we've lost 95% of our black rhino population. The private reserves are putting so much financial effort into that, but they are also bleeding, you know, at an alarming rate. We owned, in 2014, owned about 25%. Of the rhino, that has gone up to 60% of the current rhinos in South Africa. Although the private reserves are, you know, in dire need of financial relief, and you know, more than a third of them have relinquished or lost their rhinos due to, you know, they can't afford it anymore and due to poaching.
What's gone wrong here? I mean, this is something we can go back to the 60s, right? So Ian Player did incredible work there, but here we are 40 years later and we're still back here.
Yeah, well, Bongani, you know, we clearly need to admit the South African failure from a government perspective. Clearly what we are doing is not working. You know, it's now time for us to change our strategy and in line with the country's constitution to try, you know, constitution on sustainable utilization, we need to be able to look at the option of trading the horn, opening the ban, either then also leaving CITES, but we need to take drastic measures to lift the ban and try and get these, you know, these rhinos out in, to where they are needed or in the demand. Just to give you a perspective on the value, you know, we're sitting with over an immediate conservative income of 80 billion stream that can come into the country, which can help, you know, with conservation, transformation, job creation, I mean, you name it. So we can start by looking at the elephant in the room and trying to do something about it.
Nico, hold on. Wouldn't flooding the market endanger the lives of these animals even more? Flooding the market with the horn, in other words.
Well, there's a lot of debate around that, but Bongani, you know, as you know, we've personally been on the front line of this war for the past 15 years, and I do not see us winning this if the government will not change its stance in terms of looking at alternatives, and sadly, I cannot see a change without looking at a legal buyer, legal seller possibility. In South Africa, I cannot see us saving these rhino species. I think we're going to be in big trouble within the next 10 years.
The thought of these animals going extinct in the wild is too ghastly to contemplate, but that is what might happen.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you take Eswatini, and Namibia has now applied at CITES for a legal trade, a small country like Eswatini, you know, this should be us, South Africa, the principal owner of the world's largest rhino population. You know, we should be leading this initiative. We should be doing what they see is necessary to save them. The only growth that we are currently getting is in the private reserves, obviously people putting a lot of money in it, and also provincial reserves that we have dehorned. But reserves that's not dehorned, look at Kruger Wongani. In my opinion, they've got less than, 700,000 rhino left. They've lost 10,000 rhino in the past 10 years. So they, they've literally, they've got a year or two left with rhinos, and they've got the biggest financial aid. They're sitting with four helicopters. They're fighting a war there, and I take my hat off to them, but they're just losing the war. I mean, they're not getting their rhinos protected because it's such a vast area to protect. But we really need to look at alternatives. And I mean, you've been out in the field. We've the orphanages have grown. They're sitting with orphans, but we're not getting the rhinos saved. And we need to at least consider, looking at alternatives to make this work. But to date, I haven't seen anything except the trimmings that have a 95% effect on saving the species.
What's that definition of madness if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result, right? Nico Jacobs, appreciate your time, and we'll keep a spotlight on this World Rhino Day. 10,000, he says, is his estimate of what's been lost at Kruger alone these last 10 years, and there aren't that many left.